Well, this morning here, we have Ron Regas here, who's our church ambassador. And Ron, welcome to the radio broadcast this morning.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Now, Ron, I do know you've been on the radio before.
Uh-huh.
It was several months ago. But first, before we get into church ambassador and what's been going on, because there's so much that's been going on, let's talk a little bit about how long you've been here and what struck your interest of coming to the Haven Rest Ministries.
All right, great. I've only been here since the summer, and I am a retired pastor, and my heart bleeds for local churches. And so one of the things that I was impressed with when I was interviewing for the Haven Rest was their understanding of the mission of Jesus Christ is through local churches, and how the Haven of Rest is designed and commissioned to come alongside those local churches and to assist, kind of like Aaron held up the arms of Moses during battle, and that's what I was really impressed with the mission, and also I was very impressed that the gospel has been central to everything the mission's done in 80 years, and so that was very appealing to me, and I'm excited to be on the team.
So, church ambassadors, I know pre-COVID, things were moving forward, and then we had COVID, things really slowed down.
Uh-huh.
A lot of changes that are going on in the churches, and you started at the mission in the summertime.
Right.
And let's talk about, because there's been so much going on with you, Ron, with you connecting with the pastors. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the churches and your connections within the church. How are you making these connections?
All right, great. I'm the director of church relations, and so my job is just to be a liaison between the Haven and churches and vice versa. And so I've known quite a few pastors in the area, just from pastoring here, and so had some great friendships and relationships with those pastors. So I reach out to them, and I explain what I'm doing, and say, hey, what is your understanding of the mission, and can we connect and just talk about the mission some? And they're very open to that, as busy as pastors are, which I know. So we'll sit down and talk. I'll either come and talk with them at their offices, or meet at a restaurant, or they'll come in to the mission. Some have even come and taken a tour here of the Haven Rest because they kind of been involved a little bit off and on, but didn't know about the whole scope of a Haven. So to take a tour, they go, wow, this is amazing what's going on here. And then also I have had a list of some churches that they've been connected with the Haven in the past year. So I'll just call and introduce myself and say, hey, what can we do to help you? And so I'll pray with the pastors on the phone, and we'll figure out some ways that we can help and serve them. And a lot of times they will agree maybe to meet. So that's kind of how I've met pastors, and sometimes people say, hey, can you talk to my pastor? And they'll give me a contact information. And so we'll call and talk, and I appreciate the pastors that have been serving the Lord for so many years. I just talked to a pastor yesterday. It's been his church for 29 years, and you know, there's ups and downs and valleys and mountains, and so it's just so encouraging to see so many faithful pastors that are serving. And I know they get discouraged, but we pray and we just say, I'm going to keep in contact with you, and we'll see how we can assist you and pray. So it's just natural contacts, and then people give me their pastor's name and say, could you contact my pastor? We believe in the Haven of Rest mission. So that's kind of how I come in contact with these pastors.
Well, you know, Ron, you just said something very interesting. It's a relationship,
yeah,
not just for the Haven, but also for the church.
Yes.
And obviously reconnecting them to us. But how can we connect with them? Why don't we talk a little bit about that? Because you just mentioned something about, you know, pastor's been at church for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
He's seen a lot of the up and downs. How do we help the church? I mean, by praying with them. There's a lot of things that we can do in regards to making the relationship very strong between us and the church.
Well, I think relationships are the key. So, you know, we have to be careful that that they don't think we're just coming after them or cold contacts. It's relationships. We're in ministry together. We're partners. We're networking. It's all for the gospel. We're trying to reach our cities. And so we have to say, hey, how can we connect with each other? What's the relationship? So a lot of times I'll get together with two or three pastors at a time, and we'll see some natural connections there and say, oh, here's how we can do together, and here's some things we're doing that maybe you can do. And so we just see that naturally when we get together, and we pray for each other, mm-hmm. Especially when I talk to the pastors on the phone, we pray. The Haven can come and support you in your church if you need a pulpit filled, or if you need someone to come and present a missions mm-hmm. Presentation, maybe a 10 minutes, to help people get engaged in local missions. Maybe you have a missions conference and you want representation from somebody in the Akron area. We can do that. We can provide you with opportunities for your church to be engaged in missions, whether it's having the people volunteer or give material gifts. And it really helps the heart of people to learn to give and to learn to see what is going on. I talked to a pastor a couple months ago. He said, yeah, my church thinks everybody in our area are Christians. And he said, man, they're not. But they live in a bubble. He said, we'd like to use Haven of Rest to bring our people to and to see really what the rest of the world is like, to see the conflict in the cities and the drug abuse and the homelessness and the joblessness. And so he said, can we bring people to Haven of Rest to show them that here in the state of Ohio, there's a tremendous need for the gospel and caring for others?
Amen.
So that's a way that we're trying to help them at all. So the other thing is we'd like to provide, as a ministry, some training for pastors. And you say, we're struggling with this, and how do we work with this? Well, we as an organization would like to provide training and invite all the pastors that would like to come and church secretaries, the people involved in the ministry, mm-hmm. and come in and do some training and then networking. And the pastors get to meet each other and to pray for each other and see, hey, how can we work with each other? A lot of times I'll have pastors come in and two or three take a tour together, and as they're talking and they go, oh, we know so-and-so, this is what we're doing. And so I see a great relationship comes out of our time together. So we just went into the Haven to be an assistance to the churches and to make sure that each church, each pastor knows we're here for you, we want to help you, we want to serve you.
Well, you know, Ron, one of the things that I have noticed as you bring pastors in, there's a lot of awareness luncheons. Uh-huh. That's one of the ways that hopefully we can have the pastors come in. You guys do a wonderful job on giving a nice tour. But the other thing that I've noticed too, and I know you've talked to me about it, is there has been a lot of changes in the churches. And what do I mean by that? A lot of leadership changes.
Right.
Some pastors have retired. You're reintroducing a lot of pastors to the Haven of Rest, and that's been, I'm sure, a blessing.
Yeah, as I call around, I've got a kind of a list of church ambassador churches, and we'll talk about that in a second. But then I'll call, and there's a different pastor than I have. And a lot of times it's the secretary's been there and outlived two or three pastors. And so I find out the ministry people, and they say, oh, this person's retired and they're here. And we kind of get that all connected. And so I didn't know that till I called them. And like you said, some of it was COVID. And I've talked to some churches, and I feel like my heart goes out to them. They just don't have a pastor. And they said, in our denomination, we are short of pastors, and we need pastors. Mm-hmm. And then I have other pastors that have been pastoring for so many years, and congregations dwindling and dying. And one pastor said, yeah, we've got to sell a building. And he goes, I'm stepping out of ministry. And my heart goes out to them because they are on the front line. But we reconnect. And one pastor we just had in the other day didn't know much about the Haven. The previous pastor did. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to come in and find out more about the Haven and find out how she could be involved. And she she heard about the Haven, but didn't know everything that she found out in the tour. But so there's a lot of changes, and the way church is done is different than it was pre-COVID.
Yes.
And there's people that have left the church, you watch it at home, and now some of them aren't coming back. And so there's different challenges that churches have. And of course, one of the big challenges is always trying to keep their young people and reach out to their young people.
Yes.
And they have a lot of needs, so...
So as we continue to talk here, reconnecting with the church is, bringing pastors in, new pastors, new leadership.
Uh-huh.
How has, because I've seen so many encouraging things, there are so many ways that the church, the pastors, the leadership have really been connecting with the Haven Arrest. One of the, my first thing I think about is mentorship and teaching. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, sure. Here at the Haven, one of our ministries is trying to work with men that have just been struggling with all kinds of issues, and they get interviewed and get entered into a program here where we train them for between 9 and 12 months, and they have Bible study. They have people here working with them. They pray with them. They're attending chapel services. They're being trained on how to use a computer so they can apply for jobs. They get their GED or high school diploma just to try to get them ready to go back into that field with low-cost housing maybe or whatever. But one of the things that we know is God works through the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And the Haven of Rest could not function without the local churches, nor should they. So what we do is we're trying to get churches, especially in our area, that are willing to mentor these men in the program, because they're only in the program for 9 to 12 months, and then they step out of the program, what happens? So we're getting churches around the 6 to 9-month program to say, hey, we're going to mentor these guys. And so the pastors usually don't have time to do it, but they'll designate some men in the mm-hmm. church and say, hey, would you mentor these men? And so they coordinate with our guys here, and they find churches that seem to be a good fit. And then we're willing to come in and train the churches, the men, on how to mentor these men, what their needs are, provide materials if needed. And then they agreed to do on a weekly basis to mentor these guys, to pour the life into them, life on life. And we're trust that these men then will commit themselves possibly to those churches for their life, because it takes a lifetime to teach them all that Christ commanded. So the churches are vital, because we don't want the guys just to drop off the edge of the table, but to be involved. So that's one of the connections we have. And so we've met with these pastors. We've had them come in and had some interaction. And we're learning, say, this is working better, this is not working. And pastors mm-hmm. give us suggestions. And we're seeing some men being mentored in an aggressive way by churches. And when the churches do that, the rest of the churches sees that and says, hey, we need to be involved in discipleship as well. So it's really impacting both our men and the church as a whole.
Well, you know, Ron, as we get close to wrapping up here, you've been doing a wonderful job. Like I said, I've seen the connections. I've seen pastors coming in, the awareness luncheon. Just them, like you said, pre-COVID, some haven't been here at the mission for years.
Right.
And then we had the COVID, and it just kind of really put things at a stop. But then I also think of the mentorship program, and then I think of all the churches that do chapel service in the evening time, and how they're engaged with the Haven Arrest Ministries and those connections that go on. So as you said, Ron, church is very important. It's very important for our men, women, and children to be connected in the church, because when they do leave, because our goal is to get them plugged back into society, to be engaged in a church is very important. And we've seen, when we see that engagement, the likelihood of them staying in church goes up dramatically, and that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this program here, Ron, I want to ask you one more question.
All right.
How can our listeners continue to pray for you and everything that's going on, not only just personally, but just how could they pray for you?
Well, thank you. Just pray for continued relationship building with these pastors, and that I have the wisdom to encourage them and to discern how we can help. And also, I have three organizations of pastors that I'm meeting with in a month of January,
mm-hmm.
and that represent you know, maybe 35 or 40 churches. And so we just want to pray that their hearts will be open and that that they will network together. There'll be a strategic partnership for the gospel. And it just takes, I pray for discernment, wisdom on how to share that and how to encourage these pastors and connect them. And so I just pray for the Lord to give me quality time with these guys and that God is glorified through it all. None of us are in a spotlight. Only God is. And so
Amen.
We make sure that he's glorified and all that. So if they would pray for me about that, I'd really appreciate that.
Well, Ron, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the program this morning. You're a blessing. Like I said, I'm so excited to see all the things that are happening. And so thank you for being a part of our radio broadcast.
Well, thank you very much. It's great, and to God be the glory.